Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got a little buy or sell action for you, which we'll get to momentarily. 877-881-1053. We want your feedback as well. We got some names of players that are bounce back candidates, but also some that maybe will fall flat on their face and fail to reach expectations. You let us know which one, if you're buying or you're selling these players. Before we get to that, though, Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys, on with Sean and RJ this morning. Just another reason to turn it on and leave it on with Sean and RJ, the KNC Masterpiece, the G-Bag Nation, and with us, the Nosebleed Seats. But Brad, do you think it's possible for the NFL to have a season, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doable with no fans. You can kind of keep the other personnel reasonably sequestered. The questions that have to be answered is, can players go home to their families during the season? Can, you know, it's going to be pretty hard to isolate them for 6 months. And then what do you do, a la some of the other sports, with players maybe who have pregnant wives or girlfriends? That's an issue that, but I'm sure that all of those things are on their table. And your question was, do I feel good about this being able to be pulled off? And for some reason, deep down, I do.
So, Brad Sham.
Thank you, Brad. That's the kind of positivity on a Total Tuesday that I think we need right now, especially
because there's a lot of negativity out there.
There is. I mean, there's more pessimism really by the day. Like, we're all excited. We had the baseball's back party. We got the NBA bubble, which seems like it's going to at least get a shot at, but you have,
well, then you
the
have
Denver
Adam Silver
Nuggets
answering questions. Well, right. If there's a spread, are we gonna have to shut it down?
Well, I think you need to think that way as well.
But I'd love to have just a little bit more positivity with this. And in reality, should we be playing sports? I've said this before. Absolutely not. But do we want it? You bet your sweet ass we do.
Yes.
And
no, we want
the
it.
Main reason is,
I'd say we need it.
The money. That's the main reason.
Well, of course.
If it weren't the billions of dollars behind the NBA and the NFL and the Major League Baseball, what they would lose without a season, they wouldn't be trying this hard to come back and play.
Well,
to play to begin with.
And one of the most egregious things, I think the NBA has done a really good job in terms of being as safe, like taking all the precautions necessary, except for one egregious error. And that was desperately needing Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, who were on the outside looking in of the Western Conference playoffs, desperately needing Zion Williamson and all the eyeballs that he brings, eyeballs equal money, everything that he brings, not the Pelicans, but Zion, because they needed that, the only way they could do it was by allowing another five other teams to get in who didn't belong. And so, plus to honor the TV contracts as well, for the 8-game regular season. But that adds 200-plus personnel with those six extra teams. You could have just started with the playoffs. It would have taken 1 month off your stay in Orlando. That, if you're really going for, hey, we want to play, but we also want to be as safe as possible, well, the as safe as possible route was whoever is already in the playoffs, the 8 in the East, the 8 in the West, you're going, and as soon as we kick it off or tip it off, you're going right into the playoffs. That's going to take 220 people out, less 220 people less, and 1 month less that we have to stay here. That would have been the safest route. But of course, all of this is no question about the money.
682, I bet your sweet ass we do love it. And then from the 469, okay, Nosebleed Seats, you guys know that the sports will start up within a few weeks, and then due to rising COVID-19 cases, they'll get shut down. Bet on it. And you might very well be right. And that might be the realistic way of looking at it. But I just can't. Like, I can't go day to day thinking like that. If we're going to try and do this, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's go all in. No doubt. And let's try and do it the right way.
No regrets.
And if, in fact, that, you know, everything ends up blowing up back in our faces, which Rona has a mind of her own, she's going to Rona, and we've just got to try and work around it. And Adam Silver said that this whole time. We can't outrun this virus, right? We've got to find a way to just kind of figure out how to maneuver and work with it to an extent.
And in the Matrix, they're not outrunning anybody. They're just dodging and diving, baby. So let's just do this together.
All right, Brad Sham, let's talk about Jamal Adams here. And we'll get to this as well with Michael Lombardi, who was on with the G-Bag Nation earlier. We'll do that at the top of the hour. But Brad Sham, do you want Jamal Adams?
Depends on the cost. Be happy. I'd love to have Jamal Adams. He's a terrific player.
Michael Gallup, straight up.
No, I'm not giving up Michael Gallup or Lyle Collins.
Right. That's right.
I'll give you a pick. I'll give you a first-round pick. I might even give you a first and a third. I might. But I have always been a notorious spendthrift. That's why I haven't got any money. Look, it's not just putting the player out there. You got to negotiate the money.
Well, rational take there from Brad. Now, Michael Lombardi, again, at the top of the hour, is going to have some different thoughts on Jamal Adams. But that's kind of where I've been. Of course, it matters on the cost there. I'm not giving up Collins. I'm not giving up Michael Gallup. Offense matters too much.
And well, then, you know, people from the outside looking in that aren't Cowboy fans or looking at it through a Cowboys lens like we, of course, are, and it's inevitable that we look at it that way, they'll say, okay, so you want a premium player, but you're not willing to give up a premium asset to get him.
Right.
So basically it means we're not going to get Jamal Adams, you think? I don't think the Jets are caving in for just a one, at least now. If we get into the season, that could change.
I agree.
But at least now, I think before the season starts, I don't think the Jets are doing it for a first. Maybe if you offer a first and a third, they could say yes. But I just don't. I think that they would find a better offer out there than what the Cowboys are probably willing to give up.
Maybe. But I do think I am willing. Like, for me, my perspective is I am willing to give up a premium asset for another premium asset. And that's a first round pick. That is premium. Now, what else is premium is getting a first round talent like Michael Gallup on a third round contract. And now that's the more premium.
I'm not looking to give up either player. But if the Cowboys are going to be as good as they hope that they are, especially if they add a talent the caliber of a Jamal Adams, that pick ends up being a bottom first round pick and hopefully a 32nd overall pick, right? So if you're ending up picking, you know, anywhere from 25 to 32, it's still a first round pick. Don't get me wrong. And you can find a valuable player. Heck, the Ravens seem to do it every single year. They just did it this year, taking Patrick Queen at linebacker. But from a Jets perspective, we talked about this with Broaddus, right? If I've got if I've got multiple teams offering me a one, which I think other teams would do, I'm probably more likely to take a team over the Cowboys one because I would think that has a chance to be the higher first round pick, wouldn't you?
Yes, I'm much more willing to deal with a team whose first round pick is going to be in the, you know, top 15, top 20, which is why, like, the, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, for a while it looked like the Pittsburgh Steelers to pick that the Dolphins were going to get.
That's
for
true.
Minka.
That looks like it could
for
be
a while
top 10
it looked
pick.
Like it could have been a top 10 pick. It ended up being like top 20.
I guess
pick.
You never know.
But
that's
yeah.
Why I think they're more likely to do it. But
you're also,
to your point, this faulted the Dolphins too, because they did it during the season. And they thought, yes, we got a top 10 pick, and then the Steelers ended up going 8-8.
Exactly. Things change so rapidly, but I also don't think you're going to get one of these teams. I mean, if you can find a dumb team out there who is not one player
Houston?
Away. Sadly, Bill O'Brien and Houston are not available because they don't have first round picks until the next decade.
I don't know if they have another player
the next time they have a first round pick.
Maybe you can get JJ Watt.
Yes. But again, I don't think for Jamal Adams, I don't think a team that is picking in the top 10 or thinks that a team that's just not very good is going to give up a first round pick for a player and spend a bunch of money on him. That's the type of move that a Cowboys make or a Niners make or one of these other teams that are at least you might not ever be a player away in the NFL unless that player is a quarterback. But the teams that sort of feel like in their mind that they're a player away, and that would be the Niners, that would be the Cowboys. It's not going to be any of these teams that are probably going to pick in the top 10.
We can get back into what Brad Sham had to say on Rashawn and RJ a little bit later. Let's do a little buy or sell. Let's run through some of these names. So we've got players that. Are you buying or selling will have a bounce back, or are you buying or selling they're going to have a fallback?
Right, yeah. So these players, according to CBS Sports, bounce back, and then they give you a fallback player. Who's going to regress a little bit? 877-881-1053,
play along.
Okay, so first one, bounce back. I know you're going to agree with this. He's your Jewish brethren.
Oh, it's Juju.
It's Juju Smith-Schuster.
100% he's going to bounce back. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and that's because he gets Ben back. He's presumably going
to
be healthy.
I just think he's going to take it upon himself to be better.
Also, for a lot of you curious, we will be playing the Ian Poulter Fart Heard Around the World once a segment. And this is probably a good time now that it's on the topic. Let's go ahead and just fire that off. Here's Ian Poulter, the Fart Heard Around the World from it's really the highlight of the sports weekend. We will, of course, be playing that audio once a segment for Punishment Zero and Walchuk last night, burying the sports weekend lead until 10:30 on a Monday night. So we'll get to that. We'll diagnose it a little bit more because texture points out, and they're 100% right, it sounded a little bit wet. It really did.
It sounded
like what you might think.
I've had plenty of those, and they weren't wet,
like,
though.
An actual pants splitting would sound like. Like when I go back and think about Tom Brady reaching into that hole and his pants splitting on the green a few weeks ago.
Like a Space Jam moment?
It makes you think, like, that's the sound that I think would come from that. Don't you guys agree with that? Like, that fart literally sounds like the splitting, like the ripping of pants, like fabric is completely shredding apart.
It's pretty bad.
From itself? Okay, so we got agreement from Zero there. All right, we get back to the buy or sell here. Fall back. So you're agreeing with Juju Smith-Schuster.
He's a bounce back.
469 says bounce back. Absolutely. Juju is a beast. And the other thing is, Smith-Schuster has all the benefits of getting Ben back. He's going to be healthy this year because he was super banged up. Not only is it getting Ben back, but it's getting away from Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges. He could have almost turned anywhere else.
And now Cam's not available. So that's a bummer.
I know
for
that is going to be a huge bummer. There goes my theory. So we have another Steeler. Fall back. James Conner. Now this hits close to home for you because I think you've been a longtime fan favorite of his, and you've also, I feel like he's been on your fantasy teams a lot. I feel like you've overdrafted him almost every year since he was drafted.
Last year, I might have. The year before, though, I got him right where he should have been because, hey, I knew that Le'Veon Bell wasn't going to end up playing. I had some insider trading info there.
You're right, 469. That fart does give a new meaning to rip it and grip it.
Yeah, no question.
Or
it's a great
grip
text.
It and rip it.
Grip it and rip it. James Conner, fallback. I don't agree with that. I'm going to sell that. I think he still has a solid year.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. We continue in the same division with Baker Mayfield. Are you buying that Baker Mayfield's going to have a bounce back
year? I am. I am buying that Baker will have a bounce back year because right now he does not have any reason, much like Dak Prescott, he's in a situation where there's no excuses anymore, right? Not that Dak's made any, but people have made some excuses for him. And for Baker, last year you could say he had a bad offensive line. This year they took care of the tackle position. So, I mean, maybe you have to break in a rookie tackle a little bit. Who knows if he hits the ground running or not. But for the most part, Baker's got everything he needs to succeed. I will buy that he has a bounce back.
So you don't think that this time next year we're talking about Baker no longer being the starter in Cleveland?
If he don't play well, yeah, we are talking about it.
For sure, but you don't think that's going to happen.
I think he plays well.
Okay, and there's no excuses this year. Like, I think we'll get into some pressure talk a little bit later. 469 says Baker is trash, trash, trash. So
maybe he is.
Three trashes from the 469 there on Baker.
Well, they're selling Baker.
I think he's got, to me, I know we're going to get to the pressure stuff later, but I do think Baker and Josh Allen in Buffalo, to me, those are the two guys. It's the poop or get off the pot time, and it might be the same for Sam Darnold. We'll get to that later.
All right.
Fallback, Derek Carr. He's going to regress.
I'll buy that.
I've never been much of a Derek Carr guy.
He actually had a pretty good year numbers-wise last year, but they don't have much going on in Oakland or Vegas now.
He needs to be, like, his completion percentage and stuff like that is really strong. I think he needs to probably be more of a risk taker because he doesn't produce enough big plays because he's too scared to make the wrong play. And then one more quickly here, Odell Beckham Jr., bounce back season. You got that?
If Baker does, Odell should. So I guess I got to buy. I got to double down there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.